Hi, my name is Terry Enschlesser. It's the Soft Rock 98.9, and I am so excited. We got a couple of guests in studio. Lily McLeod from X Factor 2013 is with us. Good morning, Lily.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Now, you made the top eight.
Woo-hoo! I did. I know. Let me ring my bell. Ring.
So tell me, I know that, you know, I was reading up about you and I was reading about your history, and you've been in the music industry for quite some time.
Yes, for quite a little while here. Good luck, bad luck. It's been a roller coaster ride for sure.
Right. And there's actually, you have a couple of singles out, and it'd be interesting to see, because they're not under Lily. They're under Nicole.
Nicole McLeod.
Okay.
But it's Lily Nicole Jade Arlene McLeod. But it was like, didn't sound right, like, here's Lily. So I said, you know, Nicole has more of a stage ring to it.
Yeah.
For the top 40 music that I was recording.
Right, right. And so what made you want to go to the X Factor then?
Well, I actually gave up on recording. It's just like, it's a crazy world, you
yeah.
know, just a crazy industry. And I had had enough of it. I think the last CD that I released was in 2004. And then I just focused on becoming a really good live entertainer. And I went over to Europe and I pretty much stayed over there working concerts and so forth, high-end corporates and this kind of thing. But my sister, she was like really pushing me because the X Factor came out. There's no age limit.
Right.
You know, all the other ones were like,
and all the requirements about contracts and
yeah.
having hits.
Well,
before.
No, there is actually...
Oh, really?
Well, you're right. There's this opening for the type of contracts that you can have
sure.
As you enter into the X Factor. And it was just a good opportunity for me. And so I went for it because I thought maybe it was the way to get a fair shot at a real recording deal.
Right.
You know?
And you went on as Lily. You
and I went...
Lily.
Well, actually, I went on, excuse me, as Nicole.
Uh-huh.
But when you're doing the contracts and you write down your birth name, you know, Simon started calling me Lily. He went on Chelsea Lately and, let me say it, Lake?
Chelsea.
He went on her show and a couple other shows, and he just started talking about this one singer, Lily. And I just said, okay, I guess I'm Lily. And that's how that was born. The only people who call me Lily are the bill collectors, really.
And
now,
now
my new angels out there are calling me Lily. I actually enjoy using my real name for the first time.
It's a beautiful name. It's always been one of my favorites, and one of my best friends named her daughter
Lily. I like
Lily,
it now.
So it's
never,
a great name.
I never really listened to it before, but now I like it.
So tell us some of the fun things that you got to do being a part of the X Factor. I know you probably get tons of questions like, is Simon really a jerk? And blah, blah, blah. And... whatever. It's all about you.
Ooh, boy.
Did you have a good time filming it? Did you have fun working with
yes,
other people?
I had a lot of fun, a lot of stress.
Yeah.
It was bittersweet. It really was, because you don't sleep. You literally go on 3-4 hours of sleep total.
Right.
7 days a week. You have to be up at 5, camera ready by 7. You can get out of there at 9, 10, 11 p.m., back to the room. You're doing social media
sure.
or they're requesting a song list. So, you know, you're getting into bed like maybe 12 or 1.
Wow.
And then it's hard.
We had another contestant, winner, Tate Stevens, came through. And I think he was on the season after you. Was he not? I think so. But he was
before.
Saying,
I think before. He was before,
okay.
Yeah.
But he was saying that how you get stuck in a room and they leave you there. And they're like, it'll be just a few minutes. And like 4 hours later, you're still sitting there.
Yeah, there's a lot of waiting, you know, but you know, there's so much to do. Because I've never been good with computers and social media, Facebook, Twitter, and all this stuff. And I learned a lot being there because you can't drop the ball.
Yeah.
You know, and your fans they're excited and they're communicating and you got to reach back out. So you're busy, but there is a lot of downtime in the building itself. You're going through wardrobe and then makeup and then rehearsal for choreographing, the staging, the camera.
Oh, gosh.
You know, it's insane.
Was your mind melting by the end of the day? Like,
your mind is melting, and you're praying that you can get up and do it the next day.
Yeah.
Honestly. At least I was. I mean, I think I Was I the oldest contestant there? I think I was. You know,
Santa Claus.
Well, Santa Claus didn't quite make it. How do you not let Santa Claus make it?
I know, right?
Santa Claus didn't make it, but yeah. So I mean, the kids are like, "Woohoo!" You know, it's another day. You know, 1 hour of sleep—that's great for them. Me, right. It's like 5 hours because the makeup right, and you know.
Well, that was my next question: is working with the other contestants? Did you find that you've built some long-term friendships?
Lifelong? Yes, I do. Actually, I have a great relationship with Rachel Potter.
Oh, really?
With Jeff, with Josh.
Nice.
Yeah,
keep in touch.
With Tim. I plan on doing a duet with Tim.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And so, yeah, it was a love fest, honestly, from what I understand from the shows before. There wasn't mm-hmm. such a warm relationship between the contestants.
Right.
As it was with when I was there, you know. It was just, we really genuinely wanted the other person to win.
See, and that's got to feel really good to see somebody that you're rooting for have a good performance. Even though you want to win the competition, of course, but, you know, you don't want anybody
to fall
on their face.
You know, you kind of go with the flow and you just fall in love with each other. And
right.
It was amazing. And I was like, mommy, you know, it was very hard. So a lot of people would come to me and talk to me about different things.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go talk to God because they were too young for me to talk to them. Because it was really stressful. You have to, you're vulnerable because you have to give over everything.
Right.
You can't do your wardrobe, you can't do your makeup, you can't do your hair. You just don't have a say. And even when you give them a suggestion, the bottom line is theirs, and it's usually theirs anyways. You know, you just, it's
boy,
hard.
That'd
it
be tough for me
hard.
To do. It'd be tough for me to let go.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you're used to having some
exactly
kind of control over you. But in the end, I was very happy to find out that I was capable of yielding like
mm-hmm.
that. That's important. I think it made me a better person.
Good.
I hope so.
Good. And to see your success and to see, you know, you're on a tour, you're coming through Fresno, and before we get to your show, we've mm-hmm. got to talk a little bit about your morning. Because you had a rough morning.
Boy, I had a rough morning. Okay, now.
As we all look across the room. Somebody
it's
in
my
your
guy
life.
Over there, Terry.
Somebody in your life here has made you watch some TV for the past few hours.
Oh, my God. I mean, really? I'm so exhausted. I'm tired. You know, life is fun and great. And I had a wonderful evening last night, which we'll talk about that.
Uh-huh.
And I wake up like Mary Poppins. I'm in a good mood. And all of a sudden, my guy decides to turn on the television on a very destructive channel. I mean, it was very... I mean, there were tsunamis and earthquakes and the end of the world and volcanoes and zombies. He ended it with zombies. This is 3 hours of zombies eating people and the government controlling everything and my fate. I might as well stop doing my CD because my life is over. It was horrible. And now when I came here today, all I could see is zombies. I swear, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Wow.
3 hours.
I need
I
a
swear.
Mirror.
3 hours. And he's in the bathroom. So he's got to blast the television.
Oh,
so there's
boy.
Nowhere to run.
Oh, no.
Zombies, it was horrible. This was the beginning of my day.
So you've learned pretty much how we're all going to go.
I learned how I'm
okay,
gonna,
just check.
Just forget about it. I have to rethink if I want to even go any further. Where's the nearest tree so I could just go ahead and get it over and hang myself?
Depending on which one it actually is will depend on where you
really?
Go. Like Island for the zombie thing.
Unbelievable.
Or we found out because of him that they can't climb. So apparently we're supposed to go to the top
higher.
Of the building.
Jesus!
I know.
Listen, it was insane. I don't, and then they ask you at the end of the show, are you prepared?
Are you prepared? No. Apparently I need to build a wall. That nobody
in another
can climb.
Dimension.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's
definitely.
Get back to our dimension because that sounds okay. like you need a break from the other dimension. Let's get back to this one and talk about why you're in town. What'd you do last night?
Last night, I was invited to come here to be to participate in a very important mission, I think.
Okay.
At Celebration Church.
Yes.
And they have what I would call, it's concert, play, delivery of the birth of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, the fall of man, the sacrifice from the Lord to save the world, the love that he has given us, the opportunity to choose him.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a part of this was just, I get goosebumps right now just talking about it. It was amazing. I had no idea that the production was so big.
It's a great church. I've heard really good things about that church and how wonderfully they do stuff.
Unbelievable. It was like, you know, I don't know how to describe it. When you're looking at something and it's almost 3D, like you can literally go into the story. You get it. Like seconds, the second it starts, you get. There's no way not to feel something
mm-hmm.
when you're looking at this demonstration of who we are and who we should be and why we're here and just the sacrifice, the heavy sacrifice
yeah.
of sin that the mm-hmm. Lord carried for to give us this opportunity to choose life.
So what,
after this life on earth, you know,
what brought you to the church? How did you guys discover each other and you know, work this out to where you came to town for?
You know, they've got a good team who researched me and found me.
And probably a little help from somebody above.
Yeah, a little young lady, a bubbly young lady named Felicia who just got in there and started searching, and a young man named oh my, I just forgot his name. Oh my God, Mr. Hand, who just thought that I might be able to help, you know, put this message across.
Yeah.
And they decided to find me. And
oh,
I was so
cool.
grateful and thankful. It's very difficult because I come from a rock and roll top 40 background.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult for people in churches to embrace me or to take me serious about where I'm wanting to go with my life.
Mm-hmm.
And although they were sharing with me that they were very honored that I would even consider coming, I said, you have no idea. You've done more for me than I'm doing for you. This is like, wow, I know this is God.
Yeah.
To have this invitation.
Mm-hmm. And you brought Nick is here, Mr. Hand.
Nick is here, Mr. Hand. You know why I'm remembering the hand? Because, and I should remember Nick, because Nick, I'm Nicole, Nick, you know.
But let me
Mr.
guess.
Mr. Hand, my guy, who's just, you know, the zombie.
Yeah.
He says, you know, just go. Here's the hand. Here's the hand. You can remember it. So I got it.
That works for me.
So Nick,
tell us
a little bit about Celebration Church.
You know, yeah, Celebration, we actually have two locations here in town.
Uh-huh.
My dad actually started the church in our home.
Oh, really?
Years ago when I was just 7 years old, and I'm 28 now.
So it must be exciting to see where it started and where it's at now.
Exactly. We started in Northwest Fresno, started in our home with just a few people, and just over the years it's grown. We spread out to two locations. And, you know, like Lily was saying, especially like on Easter weekend and any weekend, mm-hmm. the thrust of our church is really, when it comes down to it at the end of the day, as humans, we're all the same. You know, whatever our choices are, whatever our belief systems are, it doesn't matter what religion we are. At the end of the day, we're all looking for hope, all searching for meaning, looking to be understood.
Right.
Asking the questions like, why are we here? Why do we exist? What's the meaning of life? You know, and so our mission really is the mission of spreading hope, of showing people that there is a better way for life, that that God loves people despite their condition. He wants to help, you know, and I think like
that's
a lot of
right.
times the misconception is God's mad at everybody, right? We're all here
right.
on this
mm-hmm.
earth, and God's angry at us for the way that we're behaving. And I think a lot of times people miss the message, and the message is a message of love, a message of hope, a message that you can come as you are. You don't have to get everything right before you come to God. He just wants you to come. And so for us at the church, that's our mission, you know, to show people, to lead them to God, to make God known, and that they could do the same.
And that's such a powerful thing, because I think we hear that so often, that,
yes.
you know,
right.
we're not perfect. But when you hear everything around it, it all then falls into place. It makes sense why we're not perfect.
Exactly.
And why we have him there for
right.
us.
Yes.
And it's such a powerful message when you get that light bulb moment.
Right.
And you're like,
right.
oh, it all makes sense. And it makes it so clear.
It is.
It really
and
does.
When you walk into Celebration Church and you meet the young men and the young women, it is like a breakthrough, because you really realize the statement as come as you are and to be yourself. Mm-hmm. And with me, I always felt that this was going to be like a really controversial journey to try to make people understand that you don't have to have the collar up to the neck and, you know, and just have every part of your body, you know, covered to walk into the church and you've got to be so perfect. And I was thrilled to death, and we were laughing about this yesterday. When I got to the church, I'm walking with the Lord, so I'm really careful and I'm scared about, you know, where I'm going and what kind of church it's going to be and the mentality of the people.
Are they going to react?
I'm scared, you know, because I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I walked in, and I was going to get dressed and I was going to put on this beautiful dress. And my guy said, no, you can wear jeans. And I said, no, I'm going to the church. I have to put on the dress because this is what the way it is, you know, religion, you know. Yeah. So he goes, no, wear the jeans. And I came and I was really reluctant, a little nervous. And I get there, and shortly after, I meet Nick. Okay? Nick, for you guys and girls out there, is really gorgeous, handsome, very intelligent.
You are a good-looking guy. Come on.
Guy with dreads.
Yeah.
Okay? He's a white guy, by the way.
I was going to say, tats? Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
With dreads. And I was like, this is, like, totally cool. You know, I'm trying to be the superstar. You know, I'm a superstar. I'm in the back room. I'm a superstar. And when he left, I'm like, yo, what? It's a girl. I was just stupid. When you walked out of the room, it was the coolest thing ever. And I felt compelled to just start talking to him about the Lord and asking him some tough questions that he answered that I've heard before and read, but never broken down where I could get it, you know, about basically, really, why do we have to die? I just don't get it. I don't get it.
That's a very good question.
I don't get it, and but I have a deeper understanding after speaking with Nick about that. And
we're just glad to have Lily here. I mean, I'll tell you just from the church perspective, I mean, like she talked about a little bit, as we kind of put together what we're doing each year, one thing that I appreciate about her so much is when there's singers that when you hear them sing, but then there's singers that when you hear them sing, you feel what they're singing.
Right, right.
And that's what she does so great, and that she would be willing to come and be a part of what we're doing. It's just such an honor to have her here in town. So I know on our side, we're just thankful that she would come and be a part, and just offering help to people. You know, that's what we want to do, and that's what she wants to do.
That's what I want to do.
So that's just our hearts together this weekend are just about that.
That's
so
fabulous, you
It's
guys.
A big heart.
It is. It is. And I know that, you know, Easter Sunday's coming. Do you guys have plans at the church? And tell us a little bit about after Easter, what you guys have, too, in case somebody hears this on the podcast and it is after Easter.
Yeah, absolutely. So this Easter weekend, starting tonight, Friday night and Saturday night, we have two showings at our Clovis campus. Everything's at our Clovis campus, which is at 100 West Ashland. People can look online, celebrationchurch.cc, if they want. But there's basically two showings each night at 6 and at 8 o'clock. On Friday, 6 and 8 o'clock on Saturday, and then Sunday morning at 9 and 11.
Wow.
At the Clovis campus there, and we're going to be doing the full show every time, so Lily's going to be with us.
It'll be busy.
Yeah, it can be really busy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, it's amazing. From praise and worship to the very last second.
That's good.
So that you don't move.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss any of it. You want to get the whole story. It's just amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, so then from there, we have on a weekly basis we have a Saturday night service and then Sunday morning services we have a Fresno location and the Clovis campus. So the best way for people to probably find out about that would just be go online, celebrationchurch.cc, and the website is under construction right now, but they'll be able to get all the basic info and that.
Perfect.
Kind of stuff.
Do you guys have social networking sites, Facebook, anything like that too that they can search?
Yeah, they can also search Celebration Church Fresno for that on Facebook and Twitter. And all that kind of
stuff. I'm sure you'll have photos and stuff like that, too, of all the fun that you're having over there with Lily.
Yeah. You have to come.
I would love to.
Oh,
that would be fabulous.
You have to.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. And then after this, Lily, what do you have going on? Are you off to visit more churches, or is this something special you're doing
God,
like celebration?
So. I've had a few offers, so
good.
We're going to see how that works out. I'm currently trying to finish my CD. I have a single coming out in about 3 weeks or so.
Yeah.
It should have been out, but I've decided to sign with a independent label. So they're putting their marketing plan together,
right,
which pushes the release of the single back. But it's called What About the Beautiful Children?
So, Lily, I have another question for you that has to do with the music industry, because I know for a lot of a long period of time, it seemed that, you know, if you were a Christian recording artist, you were over here. And if you were top 40 or rock and roll, you're over here. But now it seems in these times, it's really kind of coming closer and closer together, and these mm-hmm. these forms are merging, which is good.
It's coming closer and closer together. In fact, Nick, in the show, they have a song, and is it called Welcome to the New Age? I don't know the name.
It's Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Oh, yeah. Great song.
Oh, my God. And that's telling the story of what's happening, really, to the music industry.
It's changing.
Because it's they're still fighting. I mean, the R&B want to be R&B, and the rock want to be rock, but it's just coming to a point where the artists are going to set the stage of how this thing is going to go.
Right.
So you're going to be able to be multi-talented on your CD and be able to touch different markets, because you want to reach who you want to reach and not have to be just stuck in one circle. So, yeah, it's definitely going to change.
And don't you find, too, seeing that the artists now, I mean, especially with the award shows and things like that are on TV, when they're up there accepting their awards, thankfully they're giving their first thanks to where it should go, right?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that something?
I think people are just finally becoming comfortable being themselves.
You know,
whether it be, you know, a recording artist or, you know, a church, you know, wherever you come from, knowing that you don't have to fit within the mold, and that's okay.
Right.
You know, that if you're a recording artist and part of your faith is faith in God, faith in Christ, that you can do that, and then you can sing about love and relationships and the struggle of life just as well. The same with the church. You know, obviously we want to reach our local community, but we don't want to just fit within the mold.
Right.
You know, we want to help people.
Yes.
We want to do it all. And I think that in that, people be just being true to themselves, not being boxed in by what our society says you have to be. And I think that that's what we're seeing, is artists willing to take the flack that comes along with that and say, this is me.
Yeah.
You know?
And kudos to the artists that do that, and you
people.
Too.
Yes,
right.
You're absolutely.
Because you guys, you're role models for us.
Yeah.
I mean, really,
absolutely.
you are in the limelight, you are in the news, you're in, and when the stories come out that, hey, you know, so-and-so, you know, it has the video of, you know, somebody winning an award on YouTube, and it's being spread, it's going viral, you know, that sort of thing. It's really great to see that, and it's great to see it changing, and the energy around it's changing, and artists are more comfortable, and the younger artists are seeing that it's okay.
Right.
Yes.
And that's a great thing to be as a role model for those younger artists, so thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I'm pleased to be here, and it's my first visit here, and I would just, you know, shout out there to everyone that if you want to give to something that's meaningful and a good cause, come and visit Celebration Church. You have to come and see what they're all about. It's you would not be disappointed if you're going to give. I would definitely say to come and check them out.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much coming in. And Lily, thanks for taking the time out of your schedule. I know you're busy. It means a lot. It really does. And hopefully this will reach somebody. You never know.
Yeah.
It may just hit somebody in just the right spot and they'll go, yeah, I need to go.
I hope so.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Lily
you.
McLeod and Celebration Church. You guys doing great things.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. And again, your website is?
Celebrationchurch.cc.
Perfect. And just so everybody knows, we're going to have this up on a podcast as well. So if
awesome.
You didn't catch the whole thing, we can certainly get you to hear it up on our website at softrock989.com. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Bye, angels.
Happy Easter.
Yeah.